The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
There's only one Eric's Family Barbecue location in Arizona. That's right, just one. It's in Avondale, and it's worth the drive over and over again. Barbecue restaurants that have several locations usually cut their quality for expansion. Not Eric's Family Barbecue. Eric serves Texas-style barbecue that never disappoints, always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Now, we know brisket is king, but have you tried their pulled pork with coleslaw? It's a match made in heaven. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite, repeat. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98.
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
What a douche. Sorry, co-workers. Anyway, kidding, of course. Or am I?
Are you?
Or am I? It's time now for the entertainment show. It's brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of tactical black self-defense training. I brought it up earlier today that over the weekend I saw in the news a guy tried to rob a guy at the gas station this weekend. Nope, fought back. Bad guy, zero. Good guy, one. House in El Mirage, people tried to bust in. Nope, fought back. Bad guy, zero. Good guy, one. It happened in another house where people tried to, surround a guy at his house. Nope. Fought him off. Bad guy, zero. Good guy, one. We need more of that. More people are willing to go, no. I'm not going to be a victim today, and I know exactly how to handle myself. Now, sometimes somebody approaches you, and you're like, hey, just give him the wallet, give him the keys, give him the car. It's not worth it. You're in peril. Let's just get everything done. No big deal. It's stuff you can replace. But somebody's threatening you at a gas station with a weapon of some sort. Wouldn't you like to know how to handle that situation so you don't get stabbed and your car stolen, or you don't get shot and your stuff stolen? That's what that guy did over there on Highland and 12th Street this weekend. It was pretty amazing. And they teach you that at ReactDefense.com. Self-defense. They sent me videos of the rape prevention seminar they did this weekend. The ladies in the end game, when they do this, they'll steal them right out of a bed. They've got a bedroom there. They turn the lights out and then send in the bad guy after a couple hours of working out and training and all that. Send in the bad guy. And one of the ladies standing there, first move, headbutt. Dropped the trainer like a bad habit. It was awesome. That's the kind of confidence you get. Oh, you're going to try to grab me? Your face is this close to my head? I'm going to say goodnight to your nose. Split it. Beautiful. Now, they have all the proper safety techniques in place and stuff like that, so nobody gets blasted. But the lady had so much confidence, I guarantee you, 3 hours earlier, she's not throwing headbutts at people, but she was later in the day. Like, I have power. Take your own power. Harness that. Make yourself powerful, and you can do that at ReactDefense.com. They've got the rape prevention seminar just ended this weekend. They've got another one for self-defense for just ladies coming up April 21st. They've got a gun safety course. You get your CC&W and all that stuff. All taken care of. That's 28th, and you're not getting any better gun safety training anywhere else. That, I can guarantee. It's an amazing deal, and there's going to be all sorts of different things. You can check out their website and find out all that that has to offer if you're thinking about carrying. If you do carry and you're like, you know what, I got to be honest with myself. I think I know what I'm doing. I'm not sure I know what I'm doing. And mainly if somebody said, do you know how to keep that weapon if somebody tries to steal it out of your holster? Do you know what you're doing with retention training? Because it's easy to get a gun out of a holster unless it's double retention. And then it's hard for you to get it out. If these things don't register in your brain, just take a chance on this class. It's smarter to have more knowledge than less rather than to be stubborn and go, I need all I need to know. No, you don't. How about some more? Get a little extra. Put some more in that toolbox and just be a better, stronger version of yourself. We have tons of sheep. We have tons of wolves. We need more sheepdogs. And that can be you. ReactDefense.com. It's the home of Tactical Black Brady. Entertain me.
ABC has parted ways with Amy Robach and TJ Holmes. Yeah.
Did you see why they fired her? She was drunk the next morning after her Georgia Bulldogs won the national championship. They made her cover the event. She stayed out till 2 in the morning. The show starts at 4. She shows up. They got her on the field out there at the stadium. She's a little bit tipsy. She's like, we had a long night. She's admitting it. Man, it was fun. We had a party. I don't think I've gotten more than 20 minutes of sleep. And they're like, yeah, I'm all right. Now it's a weapon they're using against her that she was drunk at work. Because she hosed that guy.
ABC says, we agreed it's best for everyone that they move on from ABC News.
They're going to get hired fast. You know what they're going to be? The next Ryan and Kelly. Those two are going to have a show together. If any brilliant producer's like, oh, my God, we've got all this free press over their controversial beginnings. This dude evidently hosed everyone at ABC News for a little while. She had a husband. She's boning this guy. They're interesting immediately. Whether the show lasts or not, who cares? They're a name. I'd watch that in a second.
Yeah, that's what when someone said, doesn't look like they're too worried because pictures surfaced over the weekend.
Oh.
Amy's all over TJ.
Offers are rolling in. And you'd watch because they make you sick, or you'd watch because you're like, you're curious about what they're about. They are. And then, you know, who knows if this relationship lasts and now they got a show that's successful. Oh, that's a good product right there.
If you want to spend some time in Aspen, Colorado, here's a little Vrbo you can look into. Kevin Costner's Real Life Ranch is available for $36,000 per night.
Whoa. A little heavy.
It's basically a 6,000 square foot living space, 160 acres, 12 bedrooms, 8 bathrooms, 24/7 caretakers on site, baseball field, sledding hill, and 3 hot tubs.
If you have $36,000 a night to spend on Kevin Costner's house, you can probably meet Kevin Costner somewhere else. You're probably running in a circle. Or if it's that important for you to be in Kevin Costner's house, you can do it. You probably have a nicer house than Kevin Costner. If you can afford $36,000 a night.
12 bedrooms.
All right, you and
Your corporate
friends
deal,
are pouring
still heavy.
A few thousand dollars in to spend one day at Kevin Costner's house. Why not pool that money and just give it to Kevin Costner and have lunch with him?
The ARP announced its Movies for Grown-Ups Awards on Saturday. Best Picture.
The old people. ARP, I was thinking of the
ARP Awards.
What was the other one? What's the other one they call that you give to the mentally challenged kids? ARC. I don't think they have an award show.
Yeah. American Association for Retired People.
That's the one.
Best Picture went to Top Gun Maverick. Best Actress?
Tom Cruise.
Michelle Yeoh. Oh. Tom Cruise.
They didn't see that.
They are getting senile.
Old people didn't watch that Asian movie.
Best Actor, Brendan Fraser.
For The Whale.
Best Supporting Actress was Judy Ivey, Women Talking.
I just can't get Encino Man out of my mind. Anytime I hear his name, it's
hard for me not to.
For years, it was the same with Keanu. It was always, you know, Bill and Ted, and that's all I ever thought.
But he did just enough in between. It seems like Brendan Fraser just went away.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, at least Keanu Reeves did, like, movies for years and years to kind of somewhat erase Bill and Ted. Brendan Fraser's Encino Man still. When I see him, I'm like, Encino Man got fat.
Rick Ross won't ride in Teslas. Because he thinks the government can tap into him and tell the car to take him to the police.
Well, if he's worried about that, the police need to go pick him up. If Tesla drove you to a police station and you're nervous, you did something wrong.
Yeah.
Because right now, if I'm riding into Tesla and it's like, government got the car, we're going to the cops. Okay. Well, that's going to be interesting. I'm not worried about being in the police station. Tesla drove me there.
J-Lo's ex, Mark Anthony. Got married. Did you see his 23-year-old?
She's 23.
Miss Universe contestant.
Yeah, he's 54. She's 23. She's an attractive lady. And he's not.
She is.
But
had two celebrity deaths over the weekend.
He must be super charming.
Or he's...
He's hung like an elephant.
Yeah. Well, he's got that bank account.
He does
have
that.
His wallet's hung.
He's unattractive.
Two celebrity deaths to report. Lisa Loring played Wednesday Addams on the original Addams Family.
That's right.
Passed away after a massive stroke.
Had a big head.
And Anne Wershing.
Anne Wershing, the lady from 24, the redheaded lady,
45 years old.
What'd she die
from? Cancer.
Oh wow, that's not good. Yikes.
And if you want to check out YouTube, just or YouTube, the band, just released a remix of With or Without You. They got an upcoming album called Reimagined.
They so redo all their own stuff.
They had no ideas.
Yeah, they're out of stuff. Yeah. They're just trying to repackage old material. All right.
Or do they owe the label?
They might owe them another album or something. But you'd think they've been around long enough, put enough out to where they could be calling the shots.
They are. Like, they called iTunes shots with that one. We're like, just give it to everybody. No, well, they don't want it. Just do it anyway. And iTunes did it. Just showed up on your phone. Interesting.
It was a terrible album.
They know people who go for this.
I'm fascinated by those ABC people. I want to know what's going to happen next. That is interesting. Because that's a money machine. You know, KDKB should hire them as the morning show.
Oh, yeah. Why not?
If you gave them each, like, $300,000... Like, right, I know they're not making that at ABC right now. You gave them both $300,000. Grin and bear it. Like, it would be a monster for 6 months. Guaranteed.
Just adding to the carousel of morning shows over there?
Yeah, what do you care? You're going to have a new one there anyway soon. So throw it in there. And just somebody smart's going to do that and take advantage of the heat that's all around them right now. And the first day, you're going to get national exposure about your new morning show talking about their affair.
You're listening to The Morning Affair.
People love all the affair. Beautiful. Beautiful. The Morning Affair is gold. God, we could dominate radio if only given the chance. That's a good idea. I would, if I'm Hubbard, I'm putting them on my Chicago station. I'm going to get rid of that mom show that's talking about washing kids' stained pants and stuff.
My child had homework. They say in a Cosmo thing that 40%.
Put those two on there? Forget it. You get a 20 share the first week. Carry it for a month. Ugh. Why am I not in charge
so
of
so many
stuff?
Roads, remotes from swing clubs?
And just have them embrace it or hide. Just you have to talk about it constantly. Have their exes call in because they're still steaming mad at dirt. There's a couple of rug doctors coming at you.
Finally, real War of the Roses.
Oh, it would be finally something legitimate on a mom station. I would take a week off just to listen to that. Shoot, I might simulcast it right here for our ratings. It would be great. Miss Prude Society. Pop those two on there and tell them, you know, when's the first time you got into that dugout? What did you tell your wife? Well, it's a little awkward. Well, that's why you're here. It's because it's awkward. Trip, get on that. That's too good an idea to pass up. We're done. If only Larry would have some sort of weird sex tryst he'd talk about. My God. Man, would be a human tempest. Larry's coming up next. He's got some tickets for you to go see U-Fest. I believe he's got those. Reminder again that we're going to be out at the CB Live for the Super Bowl giving away Metallica tickets. And our super, and also, by the way, a little awesome comedy show that goes on before. So in the afternoon, we got Adam Ray, Gary Cannon, special guests. I'm going to kind of host the whole thing, but that doesn't mean anything bad. Get up there, have some laughs, do a little comedy show. Boom, a full day's fun out there at the Super Bowl between the Chiefs and the Eagles, which will be happening right down the road. So if you want to go CB Live, check it out at cblive.com. That's it for us. We're done. Larry's next. Have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. So long!
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.